Hey guys, welcome to Gaming with X3 News with me, your host Jack Fuller. This is the weekly podcast where I just chat about all the gaming news that occurred in the past week. And probably the biggest announcement this week came from EA when they announced that their MMO, Star Wars The Old Republic, would be going free to play. For those of you who have never heard of Star Wars The Old Republic, it was developed by BioWare and published by EA last year and was rumoured to have cost around $130 million to make. Now that's a hell of a lot of money by anyone's standard. Since its release, the number of subscribers has continually fallen. The game had around 1.7 million subs in December, but now the number of subscribers is well under 1 million. Thus, EA have taken the decision to make the game free to play. This was after they announced that free to play games will soon be the future of gaming, so they're kind of covering their back in a sense. What's interesting though is that both EA and BioWare are claiming that the decision to go free to play was influenced more by the current market rather than the loss of subscribers. In an interview with IGN, the general manager at BioWare had this to say: "There has been some decline in our subscriber numbers, but I wouldn't say that's what's driving the decision. What's happened in the marketplace is that free to play has really become the market standard for MMOs, and we felt like there was both potentially millions of new players who were Star Wars fans who never tasted the game because of the subscription barrier. Our research also told us that a lot of folks who we had earlier on left the game would like to come back and try some of the new features and content that we've put into the game since they've left if the subscription wasn't a barrier. So we feel like the market and our players are telling us that greater access is what they want, and so we're really responding to that." This is really interesting. Instead of hiding behind a load of rhetoric, EA and BioWare are trying to gauge how the world of MMOs are evolving. They've already had to lay off staff, but they are really trying hard to evolve with the current market. Just in case you're curious, those players who opt in for a free-to-play version of Star Wars The Old Republic will have access to all the story content for 8 classes and will be able to develop their character all the way up to the current cap of level 50. As with most free-to-play games, some content will be restricted unless you pay a $15 monthly subscription. That $15 a month subscription is quite a steep asking price in my books, but EA are a business and they still have to turn a profit. All of this is occurring while the king of MMOs, World of Warcraft, is looking very, very smug. Blizzard are about to launch their new expansion pack, Mist of Pandaria. Sorry if I said that wrong. And this will increase the level cap from 85 to 90 and will also offer a new class, which is the Monk. Now, there is an article a few months back on X3 News written by Chris Bell in which he predicted that Star Wars The Old Republic might be the start of what could be the end of World of Warcraft. This prediction has obviously been proved wrong, but it just shows how quickly the industry can change. A few months back, Star Wars The Old Republic looked like it was in a really strong position, and now down the line it's going free to play. I think EA have made the right decision. The old MMO where players bought the game and paid a subscription is slowly dying. Free-to-play games are certainly the way forward at the moment, but who knows, a few months down the line, that could have all changed. So, moving swiftly on, let's talk about the next generation. It's my favourite topic at the moment. The topic of the next generation is going to be on everybody's tongue until Microsoft and Sony reveal what they have in their hand. But this week it appeared that the development kit for the next Xbox was alive and kicking. A user on the Assembler Games forum, who goes by the name of DAE, posted a couple of pictures showing off a black box and a screen, which had the word Durango on it. Now, we already know that Durango is a codename for Microsoft's next-gen console, but what's interesting about these pictures is the fact that everybody at first considered them to be a hoax, and now people aren't sure. Digital Foundry spent some time looking into this, and they managed to confirm that these images were indeed legit, and they are indeed a glimpse at the hardware that developers are using to create Microsoft's next-gen system. Now, DAE also reported that these development kits were sent out in February and are rocking a Nvidia graphics card and Intel CPUs while sporting 8GB of RAM. However, some sources are claiming that it actually has 12GB of RAM. But in this case, everybody's a winner. It also has a 64-bit operating system. Unfortunately, Microsoft are yet to comment on this, but the idea of a console packing 12GB of RAM is insane. That would make it more powerful than my PC, which is currently sporting 8GB of RAM. If Microsoft are looking to pile in the hardware, then consumers can expect a console that's going to last them for at least 10 years. The current Xbox 360 has only sported 512MB of RAM and it's lasted 5 years plus. Microsoft are certainly looking to make their console last. Anyway, that's enough about the next generation for now though. I wanted to bring you guys back to the present. This week, Deadlight launched on the Xbox Live Marketplace. Tequila Works, the developers, were kind enough to send me a review code so I had a chance to get to grips with the game before it was released. The review is up now on Xtreme News and we awarded it a 7.1 out of 10. The reason I'm talking about this is because 7.1 as a score is a pretty standard score. It's average, and in this day and age, an average game just doesn't cut it anymore. There's always talk about AAA blockbuster games that are dying out and free-to-play games are becoming all the rage, as we can see with Star Wars The Old Republic. But just because the blockbuster games are apparently dying out doesn't mean they're gone. Just look to the winter, we've got Dishonored, Halo 4, Assassin's Creed and Black Ops 2, just to name a couple of games that are coming out. And at £40 each, it looks like it's going to be a very expensive winter. When you couple that with the fact that we are still in a recession, people do not want to risk buying a game that may provide a standard experience. A video game nowadays is an investment. Players want to know they can get hours upon hours out of games, be it in the storyline or the multiplayer. Consumers do not want to spend £15 on a game that will last them 3 hours. They want a game that will last them 50 plus hours, so they don't have to go out and spend more money. That's where Deadlight comes in. It is just a standard game. It's very, very short, doesn't have much to offer, and in this current market, it really doesn't stand out. So before I sign off this podcast, I want to leave you with a question. When was the last time you bought a game that you considered to be average, just because you had some spare cash? Because I don't believe that type of market exists anymore. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. I've been Jack Fuller. Remember, you can always hit me up on Twitter at Jack_X3News. And until next week, guys, be sure to keep it tuned to x3news.co.uk.